Though home prices appear to be staying high throughout Nevada, some big changes are happening in the real estate world. Due to a settlement with the National Association of Realtors, fees for real estate agents are supposed to come down. And a study by one group, Clever.com, found agents in Nevada had the 13th highest rates in the country. Agents here also earned 181% more money than the national average. But due to that lawsuit, another study says agents here will soon earn $6,500 to $13,000 less per transaction. Now, does that mean buyers will pay less? Will sellers have to give up less money? And what impact will that have on the market and on real estate agents? Before we get into that, Jonathan Getty is the founder and CEO of Simplify Mortgage. Jonathan, welcome back.
Hey, great to be here, Joe.
Great to have you, Jonathan. Let's lay this foundation first, talk about mortgage rates. What's the average mortgage rate right now for a 30-year fixed loan?
Yeah, well, mortgage rates have crept up again recently. The average 30-year fix sits right around 7.5% for a conventional 30-year fixed loan today.
Wow. What's caused this increase?
Well, last week, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, came in just a little bit hotter than expected. The CPI is a measure of inflation. So inflation has remained a little bit more elevated than the Federal Reserve would like. And so the expectation is now, instead of 3 rate cuts this year, it's more likely to be 2 rate cuts this year. And that's a little bit maybe optimistic. And instead of cutting rates in June, the expectation now is that rates are not going to get cut until September. So the anticipation of those rate cuts kind of got taken away last week. Okay. So we've seen rates tick up from the high sixes back to the mid sevens just in the last few days.
Now, the Federal Reserve rate to borrow money currently sits at somewhere, at least is what I understand it, 5.25 to 5.5%. That's the highest it's been in more than 20 years. What's the difference between the Federal Reserve rates and mortgage rates? I mean, what causes the difference?
That's a great question, Joe. And it's oftentimes something that's widely misunderstood in the market is that when the Federal Reserve talks about raising interest rates or lowering interest rates, they're not talking about mortgage rates. They're not talking about auto insurance rates, although those things tend to move together. They're talking about the federal funds rate. And that rate is simply the rate at which banks borrow money from each other overnight. Okay. Now, if the banks are borrowing money from each other at 5.25 to 5.5, retail rates, so the rates that you and I would pay for an auto loan or a home loan, et cetera, are going to be somewhere higher than that typically. So the mortgage market and other interest rate markets are much more forward looking than the current Federal Reserve rate. They're looking at what rates are going to be, especially on a 30-year mortgage, what rates are going to be in the future. So there was anticipation that rates were going to start coming down in June. And last week, that anticipation proved to be probably a little bit too optimistic. So rates bumped back up from the high sixes to the mid sevens.
So you don't think that there was a prediction rates would be below 5% by the end of the year? You don't think that's going to happen?
I don't see that happening. No, I think that in about a year's time, my best projection is we're going to be in the neighborhood of 5.5. But of course, I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. I've been wrong about those things before. But that's my anticipation. I don't think we're going to see 4% rates for quite a while. But there's a lot of factors at play, geopolitical issues, global economic conditions, trade issues. There's a lot of things that impact where the economy can go and where inflation will go. So it's really a wide open playing field in terms of where rates might land.
So inflation has come down, and we've talked to economists within the last 2 or 3 weeks who say the economy is booming, but home prices remain very high. The median in Nevada grew to $446,000 in February. That means a household needs to earn $111,000 a year to afford it. The national average is a lot lower, according to different websites, more like $75,000. And the average homes are around the country are about $240,000. But I'm kind of curious what you're saying. Are more people going to you now for home loans, or are people waiting on the sidelines? Has business really dipped? What are you seeing?
Yeah, the number of transactions, certainly in the mortgage business, are way, way down because nobody's refinancing. Most people have an interest rate in the twos or threes or fours. So nobody's going to refinance to a seven or a seven and a half, unless maybe they have some higher interest debt. They need to pull some cash out to settle that debt. They can refinance. But the majority of people are pretty set with the interest rates that they have. So transaction numbers are way down in the mortgage world. In the real estate market, transaction numbers are down there as well. And that's a combination of factors. What you're seeing is the folks that are sitting on a 3% or 4% interest rate really are not very motivated, even if they might need more room in their house, or they want to downsize, or they want to move from a two-story to a single story, whatever their needs might be. They are disincentivized if they have a 3% 30-year fixed loan. You know, they might have a $2,000 a month payment, but in order to get one extra bedroom, they might have to double their payment. And that just, the math just doesn't work for people. So a lot fewer transactions are happening. Fewer homes are going on the market because folks are kind of interest rate locked into their property. And on the other side, fewer people can qualify for the home that they want in today's interest rate environment. So both sides of the supply and demand equation are lower than they normally would be. And that's causing a situation where the market is actually relatively well balanced at the moment. So we're not seeing huge price increases and we're not seeing huge price decreases.
Because of the high interest rates, are builders backing off constructing new apartments, homes, that kind of thing? Because it's a lot more expensive to buy land and also to construct things.
It is. Yeah. The land cost is definitely elevated and is prohibitive to a lot of folks looking to build. And interest rates are definitely a component that builders look at when they're thinking about future demand for what their products might be. And if they're looking at a 7.5% interest rate environment, that's a little more, they exercise a little more caution than if they were in a 3% interest rate environment when more people can qualify and there's more demand. And housing starts are down a little bit. And that's certainly not what we want to see. We have underbuilt nationwide, really, but certainly here in Southern Nevada. We've underbuilt by about 80,000 housing units just in Southern Nevada. Nationwide, we've underbuilt over the last 15 years to the tune of around 2.5 or 3 million housing units. So we really need the builders to build as much as possible. But the rate environment and the uncertainty about the future has prevented the full on building boom that we really need.
That's Jonathan Getty, founder and CEO of Simplify Mortgage. For another view on this, Jerry Abbott is a realtor with Summit Properties. He also has the YouTube channel Las Vegas Living, which has more than 50,000 members. Jerry, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you here. How much of the fact that our prices for homes remain high despite kind of middling need for those homes, middling desire for those homes, is related to California?
There's no question, without a doubt, the biggest driver as to why home prices have skyrocketed in Las Vegas is simply because of the mass exodus from California to Las Vegas. There's a lot of political issues going on in California. Home prices are completely out of control there as well. Tax rates are much higher there. So people that have, let's just say they have a $1 million home, they sell their $1 million home, they buy a $500,000 home for cash here, they have money left over. It's a very simple situation. And because of those political issues and the tax issues, it's very easy for them to buy here. And they have been coming in droves. They are without a doubt the biggest driver as to why home prices in Las Vegas have skyrocketed.
Do you see Nevada, you know, down the road, I don't know how long down the road, becoming like California because of this influx of money, because of the ability to buy right away, kind of pushing people in the middle out?
Absolutely. This is California 2.0. There's no question about it. We're right next door. It's easier for people, especially if they have family and whatnot. They can work remotely. It's already happening. The amount of people that used to move to Las Vegas on about a monthly basis was about 4,000 to 5,000 net incoming per month. It's now about double. It's about close to around 8,000 a month. A huge driver of that, 43%, I believe I just read, is all from California. So there is no doubt that the growth factor of Las Vegas, we have professional sports, we have a lot more growth here coming in, and we've got a lot of better jobs coming in as well. Hollywood's starting to come here. So you've got this whole growth factor that's coming in. I definitely think this is going to continue for the, not just for the near future, but going long term as well.
As a realtor and as a resident here for many, many years, is that a good thing? Is this a case of the haves and the have-nots? I wonder how you see the future here.
No, it's not. I have a more frustrating take than most people because of the fact that I feel the pain that most people are feeling. If you're a first-time home buyer nowadays, there's not a hell of a lot of people that make $111,000 a year. And even if you have a dual income like that, a lot of people don't realize the hidden costs involved to owning a home. You really need much more income than that. You need like $130,000 to $150,000 to comfortably afford just the average home price. And when you have so many wealthy people coming from California that can pay cash, or there's a lot of investors as well coming here, it really destroys the ability for the average person to now buy a home in Vegas, which was once a very affordable city.
You know, I don't want to get right to the punchline here, but I am going to get to it with you because I'm sure you have an opinion on this. What do you think the solution is?
I got to tell you something. It's kind of like a runaway freight train. There is no solution at this point. Like what Jonathan just said, builders are not building fast enough. The growth rates here have essentially doubled since the pandemic. And the future is more growth and more growth. I don't see it really changing anytime soon. And in fact, think about it. In the last 4 years, I just read this, 370,000 new residents in Las Vegas. That to me is a runaway freight train. I don't see it slowing down anytime soon unless we see an economic downturn. That could be the thing that starts to finally kind of pump the brakes a little bit on the growth factor. But again, in terms of the long-term growth of Las Vegas, it only keeps getting bigger and bigger.
So for things to get better, things have to get worse, it sounds
Correct.
Like.
Yes. You have to. I actually told people, I've got a lot of people that watch on my YouTube channel, that we need a recession or an economic downturn, unfortunately, and there's going to be a lot of collateral damage. The job market is already weakening. That could be a big driver to change things, but that's essentially what needs to happen. There has to be a recession or a downturn in order for this slowdown to happen, and there is going to be a lot of collateral damage.
Jonathan Getty, what are you hearing from people who come to you? Are people deciding to wait on the sidelines? Do they think mortgage rates are going to come down? What are they doing?
Yeah, we see all types of opinions. We see folks that are excited about getting into real estate and really optimistic about the future. And then we have people that are really discouraged and see home ownership as something that's maybe slipped through their fingers. They didn't buy a few years ago and they feel like now they can't. And everything in between.
Yeah, sure.
Most people, I think, are of the opinion, including myself, that as inflation continues to come down, which I think it will, that interest rates will come back down. However, even when interest rates come back down, if they come from 7.5 to 5.5, while that will do a world of good in terms of making things affordable, but more affordable for potential home buyers and especially first-time home buyers, we're still going to be much more unaffordable than things were in 2019, 2020. So things, because of the housing inventory situation, things are going to be more challenging than they have been in the last decade, really, for new home buyers.
And Jonathan, you're in Washington, D.C. lobbying right now, and one of the topics you're focusing on is increasing veteran loan access. What are veteran loan programs like right now, and why do you think they need to be amped up?
Well, as I think most people are very thankful for our veterans for the service they've provided, there are lots of programs around the country, and Nevada is one of them, one of the states that has programs specifically for veterans to help them qualify. For a more affordable payment. If you are a 100% disabled veteran in the state of Nevada, you can apply for property tax waiver, so you do not need to pay property tax on your property that you own. However, as a lender, that doesn't help them qualify for the loan because they can only apply to have their property taxes waived once they own the property. We're trying to get that change, and we're working with state legislators in Nevada to try to get that process moved up so that we can do that while we're processing the purchase loan application. So we don't have to count the property taxes that we know that veteran will not pay against them in their qualifications. It's going to help them borrow more and have a more affordable terms when they go to apply for their VA loan.
I'm talking about the housing market in Vegas with Jonathan Getty, founder and CEO of Simplify Mortgage, and Jerry Abbott, who's a realtor with Summit Properties. He also has a YouTube channel called Las Vegas Living with more than 50,000 members. And Jonathan, you have an interesting perspective on all this because you are a realtor. You want the business, yet you're, I think people who watch your channel know you're very committed to this community, and you don't want to see the what's happening in California with the high prices happen here. So I wonder what you're thinking about the current situation here in terms of the business you're getting. Are you still getting as many people coming to you for business? Are things cooling off? What are you seeing?
No, demand has picked up even more so than last time I was here. So I
why,
was here,
why would that be?
I was here in January because what's happening now is that, and it's really crazy because when you really think about it, interest rates, like Jonathan said, are higher and people don't care. And the demand just keeps building and building. Now, again, like I said before, unless there's some kind of massive economic downturn or the stock market drops or whatnot, the demand has been building. And quite frankly, going back to Jonathan's point of just real quick about the inflationary aspects, I don't see that. They keep talking about how it's diminishing. It's not diminishing. Those reports that the government and the media put out to us, I don't believe them to be even remotely accurate, because when I hear about 3% or 5% inflation, that wouldn't affect people. But when I look at the way most people are feeling about how cost of goods of everything has gone up so much more, I mean, name one thing that's gone up 3% or 5% in the last couple of years. Things have gone up 50, 100 plus percent. So what happens is it becomes a much more expensive economy. And then what happens is, like we said before, it's a haves versus a have-not scenario. The people, especially the wealthy people in the high cost of living states like California, the demand for that continues to grow because they have a lot of equity or they've got the cash from their properties and they keep moving to places that are more affordable. Because a home price now, the median home price has bumped up to $465 here in Las Vegas. $465 is a relatively cheap price for a person coming from California or Seattle or Boston or New York, where they have a very high cost of living in terms of those kinds of prices for homes.
I want to talk about a story that made national news over the last month. This is the $400 million settlement with the National Association of Realtors. They agreed to pay out to home buyers and sellers in a federal lawsuit over artificially inflated commissions. Talk about the commission process. How does it work, and how has it led to these allegations?
Well, the whole lawsuit, what really people don't understand about it is that it was not truly based on commissions. And I'm not going to name names because I want to tread lightly here, but sure. It was based on collusion. It was based on a collusionary situation that happened with another brokerage. And then once the attorneys got wind of it, they wanted to see if there were other victims that kind of went through the same thing. And then it just kind of just steamrolled to a point now where they've got, obviously they had a big lawsuit that happened from it. In the long run, I believe a lot of things are going to shake out in this whole system for real estate agents and the entire process, but I don't think it's going to move the needle. I do not think this is going to change. I do not think buyers are going to get a better deal. I think sellers are going to ultimately still pay the commissions that they think they're
why,
not.
Why do you think that? Because they say, you know, if it's 3% on each side, I'm just averaging the 6%, 3% buyer, 3% seller, they say it's going to come down to 1.5% on each side. Why do you think it's not going to change?
I don't think that's going to change because think of it this way. If you're a seller of a home and you want to bring buyers in, the first thing that they're going to do, number one, is the buyers are never going to pay the buyer's agent's fee ever. That is a complete misnomer. It's never going to happen. So guess what happens with the seller? The seller goes, I'm not attracting the buyers because the buyers and the buyer's agents are not going to be coming to my house. So they're going to acquiesce and they are going to pay the commission
the
as they usually do.
To avoid these problems is to be upfront about it.
That's correct.
Tell each side this is what you're paying in commission.
It's all about transparency now.
That is so interesting because there are sellers, as you mentioned, I've talked to them here in town that want to sell so badly that they aren't going to lower the commission prices, but they say they're going to be very open with buyers and sellers about what those prices are going to be. We've gotten some emails related to this before the program was on, and Marco from Las Vegas had this question about mortgage companies. And he wrote, I'm in the process of closing a home. I am getting bombarded with calls from mortgage companies around the country asking if I'm interested in buying a home and if I want to work with them. This happened shortly after I started closing process. It scared me at first, thinking they were scams. Why is this happening, Jonathan?
Yeah. Well, Marco, if you're listening, I feel your pain, sir. And that's actually the primary reason that I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. What you've experienced is what's known in the industry as trigger leads, meaning that once you applied for that initial loan, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, the credit bureaus, have that information that you're shopping for a mortgage, and then they sell that information to any mortgage company that wants to buy it from them.
And there's no law against them selling. They can sell whatever they want.
That's correct. That is correct. There is a way to opt out of getting those offers. So anybody listening, you can go to optoutprescreen.com and opt out of prescreened offers of credit, and that would eliminate that for you. But as Marco's experience, it can be very intimidating, and you're wondering, why in the world am I getting 80 phone calls in a few days? And that's why it's happening. And we're lobbying out here in D.C. to stop that process. We want that to be an opt-in process. So if you do want lenders to be able to call you and solicit you and offer you different terms than maybe your original lender is offering, that's fine. But most people don't want to be harassed by 80 lenders calling them just because they had their credit report pulled. So that's where we're out here in D.C. doing this week.
Okay. And we had another email from Jennifer in downtown Las Vegas who said, I keep getting mail, phone calls, and emails from people saying they want to buy my home for cash. The price is way lower than what I see on Zillow or Redfin. But more than that, what's the value of selling for cash instead of going through a bank? Jonathan?
Yeah, well, you know, anybody that can buy your house for less than it's worth is going to be willing to do that, right? They're incentivized trying to make money. So if your house is worth maybe $500,000, if you went to Jerry or some other realtor and put it on the open market and went through a normal process, it could take a couple of months to find the right buyer and sell your house. If they're going through financing, they have to do an appraisal. There's steps through the process. It may not close. You may have some hiccups. You may have to start over and get a new buyer. So that process can be longer, but you're likely to get the best value for your house. If it's worth $500,000, you're likely to get very close to that. However, if a seller wants to come in and offer you $400,000 and they'll close in 10 days, there are some people that don't want to go through that hassle and find that an attractive alternative to the normal process. But you end up leaving a lot of money on the table in almost all those circumstances.
We also just got an email right now from Diana in Henderson who says, why can't Clark County or the cities of Henderson and Las Vegas regulate investors who come in and pay cash for many homes, leaving minimal supply for people who actually live here? They also increase the bias that sellers have that cash offer. Is all they will accept. I'm not sure what that last part means. But anyways, is there anything that Jonathan, anything you could think of that the cities or has any city in this country done anything to regulate investors who come in and buy these huge areas of properties only to rent them out?
I can tell you right now that investors are the cancer of this industry. There is no question about it. They have tried doing something through Washington. I don't think that's ever going to pass. I believe all of these politicians, or many of these politicians, are owned by a lot of these companies, especially the big Wall Street companies that have a lot of money to do it. So I don't see legislation going through that's going to change us anytime soon. And again, if it isn't just from, you know, a California standpoint in terms of the popularity of Vegas being where a lot of Californians want to move to, it is the small investors, but mostly and primarily the large investors like Wall Street and the hedge funds that have the ability to continue to buy, and there is no legislation in place yet. I don't think it's going to happen where there's going to be some ability for them to stop being able to buy the way they have been.
I can't help thinking, as you're saying this, Jerry, that even those investors help your business, and yet you're decrying it.
Absolutely. I think because what they're doing is they're bumping up the numbers so high to the average person who cannot afford it. So when you have Wall Street come in and buy 300 homes or 3,000 homes, and then they rent them out, they take those off the market, essentially. So those now are obviously the inventory is gone. So what happens? Inventory goes down, prices go up. That hurts the average person. There is no way in the world Wall Street should have been able to get their hands into the residential market.